Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. We want to continue right on in a message I've entitled New Insights into the Prophetic Ministry. And we were making comparisons between the life and ministry of Samuel, God's call on his life and his purpose, which was basically he was the last of the judges, but he established the school of the prophets, a ministry which basically continued up to the time of Malachi, and that God is raising up a prophetic generation today, which simply means to be able to speak what is God doing, what's his heart, what's his mind, what's his will, and that is repent because Jesus is coming again. It's not a complicated, difficult message, and he's asking every one of his people to be able ministers of the gospel of reconciliation. He's equipped all of us, and we all have influence in our own spheres that we can bring a message that perhaps no one else would be able to touch them in the way that you could touch them. And so we need to be open for God's opportunities. And as we've been looking at those comparisons, the fact that we do have a divine destiny, that divine order is being restored, there's a spirit of repentance that is occurring in the body of Christ, and as we see in the life of Samuel, when all of Israel repented, they put away their idolatrous gods, they sought the Lord wholly, that there was a tremendous experience of God's power, and that the Philistines were routed, and they never again came against Israel while the prophet, in the lifetime of the prophet Samuel, because it says the Lord's hand was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. So we want to look now to the fact that the prophetic ministry is distinguished by the power of God. In the 16th chapter of 1 Samuel, we see that in verse 4, at this point, the Lord was commissioning Samuel to go to basically anoint young David as king, but he was called to the house of Jesse. And Samuel did that which the Lord spake and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming and said, "Comest thou peaceably?" And he said, "Peaceably, I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice." And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice. He was on a specific errand from the Lord. And we see that obviously, because of his reputation, they were the inhabitants trembled at his coming. We also can see at various instances that are recorded in 1 Samuel that Samuel was on intimate terms with the Lord. He had a deep relationship with the Lord, and that's what God is calling us to in this day and hour in which we're living. Remember in the 10th chapter of the book of Samuel, we see that as the time came to anoint Saul, remember that was his first mission, he anointed Saul. And in that 10th chapter, in verse 22, they were looking for Saul, and they were casting lots. And in verse 21, it says, "When he had caused the tribe of Benjamin to come near by their families, the family of Matri was taken, and Saul the son of Kish was taken. And when they sought him, he could not be found." Listen to the kind of relationship Samuel had with the Lord. Verse 22, "Therefore they inquired of the Lord if the man should yet come thither. And the Lord answered, behold, he hath hid himself among the stuff. And so verse 23, they ran and fetched him, and when he stood among the people, he was higher than any of the people from his shoulders and upward. Samuel said to all the people, see him whom the Lord hath chosen, that there is none like king among the people. And all the people shouted and said, God save the king. And also in chapter 9 and in verse 15, it was an interesting episode. Remember that the Lord told Samuel one day in advance that at the same time of day he would send him a man out of the land of Benjamin to anoint him. And if you remember, Saul was sent on a mission by his father to find some lost donkeys, and that's exactly what happened. And we see that the ministry of Samuel was that of signs and wonders. Let's turn now to 1 Samuel, the 12th chapter, and we're going to be looking at verses 16 through 18. And here, The Lord is demonstrating a point, and so is Samuel. In verse 16, he says, now therefore stand and see this great thing which the Lord will do before your eyes. He goes on to say, the prophet Samuel, is it not wheat harvest today? I will call unto the Lord, and he shall send thunder and rain, that ye may perceive and see that your wickedness is great, which ye have done in the sight of the Lord, in asking you a king. You see, the Lord wanted to be the king over them, but they wanted a natural king. So Samuel called unto the Lord, and the Lord said, thunder and rain that day, and all the people greatly feared the Lord and Samuel. And so that sign ratified the divine displeasure and the rejection of God as king in favor of a natural king. And Samuel spreads forth his hands in the sight of heaven, and thunder and rain, which is seldom experienced, came at the time of wheat harvest as a sign to them of the truth of what Samuel was speaking, what the Lord was saying. Now, what is another parallel, if you will, in the prophetic ministry? Well, we are, as a prophetic generation, to prepare the way for God's significant movement. Let's take a look now at the book of Amos, the 9th chapter. And there, in verse 13, he says, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes, him that soweth seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and the hills shall melt, and I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink wine thereof, and they shall make gardens and eat the fruit thereof. And in that verse 11, he says, in that day I will raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen, and close up the breaches thereof, and I will raise up his ruins and build it as in the days of old. Referencing, of course, the time of David. But, beloved, that's just not Old Testament history. We know that as we go into the book of Acts, remember that great meeting at Jerusalem that's recorded in the 15th chapter of Acts, where there was a settlement of the fact of how are we going to deal with all these Gentiles that are coming in through the ministry of Paul? Well, there was great discussion, and after Paul and Barnabas declared what miracles and wonders that God had wrought among the Gentiles, in verse 13, it says, and after they held their peace, James answered and said, men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simon hath declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And to this agree the words of the prophets. Remember now, this is New Testament. As it is written, and he begins to quote Amos 9:11, after this I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up. And listen to verse 17, the purpose and reason, that the residue of men might seek after the Lord, and all the Gentiles, upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord, who doeth all these things. So that's God's plan through we see throughout the Old and the New Testament, and of course it's going to be brought into fulfillment. Glory to God in the millennial kingdom, for the knowledge of the Lord shall cover the earth as waters cover the sea, and every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. They will not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. It will be a glorious time of peace and prosperity where King Jesus will reign at Jerusalem. Praise God. Glory to his holy name. And so this is what God is doing. We're seeing that we're to prepare the way. We are to be primarily, we are kings and priests unto our God. Isn't that what the book of Revelation says? He's washed us from our sins with his own blood and has made us unto our God kings and priests. Well, kings have rulership and authority in the natural realm, and of course for us that's the realm of the spirit through our prayers, through our powerful intercessions. Just as Samuel was faithful to minister as unto the Lord, we are to pray, and also to be as a priest, to be able to minister to the Lord. That's our priestly calling in terms of praise and worship. And in terms of that prayer, we see in 1 Samuel the ministry of prayer. In the 12th chapter, verse 23, he says, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. And so we are to prepare the way for the return of Jesus with our prayers, with our lifestyle of integrity, of uprightness before the Lord, of faithfully representing the King that we serve, and to pray and to teach and to show the way of the Lord to those that are searching for answers. Praise God. Well, on tomorrow's broadcast, we're going to share areas of concern, because if we are truly called as a prophetic people, then there are some things we can learn from Scripture for those who were prophets. What were areas of concern? What were their weaknesses? I want to share that with you so we can be wise as a serpent, but harmless as a dove, and not ignorant of Satan's devices. But with that, I bring this broadcast to a close. I want to thank you for joining me. I love you so very much, my UCM family, my radio family, and I invite you, if you're a listener of Never Written, to become part of my spiritual family. I know you'll be blessed. The announcer will give our contact information. If you have prayer needs, won't you write? Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.